Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 163, the fourth paragraph, "So Our Fellow Worker Will Soon," reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Leslie M., 12 Traditions, Mary P. Reader of the text will be Laura R. Dion R. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Lois P. The reference number for Tuesday, February 1st, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,493. That's 18493. And for this morning, Wednesday, February 2nd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 18495. That's 18,495. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, "Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers." At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Leslie.
Thank you, Dawn, for your service this morning. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Leslie M. And I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. This is Mary P. from Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name, to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 163, the fourth paragraph, so our fellow worker will soon, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I'll now ask Laura R. to begin reading. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you so much. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. So our fellow worker will soon have friends galore. Some of them may sink and perhaps never get up, but if our experience is a criterion, more than half of those approached will become fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. When a few men in this city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others to face life again, there will be no stopping until everyone in that town has the opportunity, had the opportunity to recover, if he can and will. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be speaking on this paragraph because this guy has blown me away in each of the paragraphs above. I can't even believe he went to another city and just started opening up a whole community of Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, I mean, he's starting a meeting, he's going into the doctor, he's doing exactly like they're in Bill, I think it's in Doctor's Opinion, it talks about how he requested the privilege of working with other alcoholics. And it's so cool. Like this guy, it's a privilege. He wants to go carry the message, one alcoholic talking to another. And it says here that, you know, there's no stopping until everyone in that town has had the opportunity to recover. Wow. Like he is amazing. And then he's helping people recover and then they're going to carry the message and then they're going to carry the message. And he just that willingness, that determination to know that I need to carry the message to other people and to stay abstinent myself. I mean, what an example of carrying the message and doing this program. And I love that basically more than half of those approached will become fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. What certainty, you know, what certainty that you know, this program works. And they know that, you know, and I love it if they are willing, you know, if he can and will. You know, and we can and will if we seek power. And that's what, you know, really knowing the problem and then getting the solution, which is higher power and going through this book. And I love it. And earlier on, it just says that, you know, just bringing this book, you know, thus we grow and so can you, though you have but one man with this book in your hand. I mean, that almost makes me cry. You know, that this one man with just the book goes to a doctor who desperately needs help with this population and, you know, has an effect. Like, you and I alone can have an effect. One alcoholic talking to another can have an effect like no other person can. You know, it's just, I don't know. I am blown away at the example, and it just gives me hope of what I need to be doing to others, the fire under my booty, you know, being able to carry that message, helping others from the scrap heap, and bring them to a life that's better than anything we could ever imagine in God's world. And I think that's all I got. I can't wait to hear everyone else, everyone else has to share. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura R., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Lisa G.
Lisa G.
Ann M.
Ann M.
Noel E.
Noel E.
Divya V. G.
Divya V. G.
Divya with an S. Yeah, with an S as in Sam.
Okay, Sivia V. G. Very good.
Yeah. Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Robin P. Okay, let's start with that lineup. I have Lisa G, Ann M, Noel E, Sivia VG, and Robin P. Go ahead, Lisa, and share with us this morning. Let us know where you're calling from, if you would.
Hi, I'm Lisa G, recovered one day at a time from New Mexico. And, so what's jumping out at me is, you know, here again, you know, we're just being reminded about passing the message. And I remember, and I fought it so long and hard, you know, coming to the rooms, in and out, taking half measures. And the phone calls were just like, ugh, you know, the phone felt like 1,000 pounds. And as I kept doing and taking a direction, whether I liked it or not, you know, it really started to dawn on me that that's part of carrying the message. And it doesn't, the phone doesn't feel so heavy. And I'm really getting what a huge part this plays in recovery, in my connection with who I call God. And I'm just so ever grateful. I never would have thought, again, 17 years ago when I came to the food rooms, the 12-step, you know, I was zoomed in on just simply the diet and never understood all of what was being presented. So today I'm so very grateful for this fellowship and utilizing another way. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa G. from New Mexico. Ann M., will you share with us, followed by Noel E. Good morning, Ann. Press star 1, Ann.
Okay. This is Ann M. from Phoenix. And thank you and bless you to all the people that make this meeting possible. I'm very grateful to be a part of this. So Dr. Jung told Roland, Roland told Abby, Abby told Bill, Bill told Bob, and somebody told me. And I will be absolutely, eternally, ever grateful that God gave me this. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Ann M. from Arizona. Noelle E., please share with us, followed by Sivia VG. Good morning, Noelle.
Hi, this is Noelle E., gratefully recovering in Louisiana. Thank you for all the service on this line, everybody who puts on this call, and everybody who shares, especially Ann M. That just shot straight to my heart. Thank you. The line that stands out to me in this reading is, we will have friends galore. And the reason it's standing out right now is because I was someone who, before program, had friends galore. I had 12 bridesmaids. I've been in 12 weddings. There was a lot of surrounding myself with confirmation that I was adored. And, you know, that line is making me think of another line in the book, which is, we will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. And a big part of being in recovery has been, you know, all these new friendships that are critical to my recovery and life. And, you know, it's a miracle to be able to use what I'm being, you know, shown and what God has given me here in this program and what my fellows share with me. It's a miracle. One of the miracles I'm seeing right now is that in those personal relationships, I am being asked to carry the message, not seeking it out, not talking about, you know, what's going on with me, but it continues to find me through friends not in program whose husbands are going through something similar to what I'm going through, or a friend of a friend. And I, again, get to carry the message it's not like I'm getting any, you know, forewarning about that. Like, it was like, well, I'm going to give you somebody's number and they're going to call you and I want you to explain what you're doing. No, just God brings it to me in the moment and guides what I'm going to say, which is what, you know, God does in everything. So I'm so grateful for my friends in this program. If anybody's listening on the line who are, you know, part of my God squad, you know who you are. You're so important to me. And every newcomer I talk to, everyone I don't know, but we, you know, connect once, that is the community that is one of the best things I've ever been a part of. And I'm so proud to be a friend of yours. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Noelle E. from Louisiana. Sivia VG, will you share with us, followed by Robin P. If you're just joining us, we're on page 163, the fourth paragraph, so our fellow worker will soon, and we're commenting on that one paragraph. Go ahead, Sivia, please share with us.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody from Northern California. I'm so blessed to be on this meeting, and I just wanted to say that the people that I have met in this program, in Vision for You, as well as in other meetings, has been phenomenal. And I think someone referred to God, my God squad, and, you know, it's just amazing how there are times where I whine, oh gosh, I have all these, you know, I try to sponsor no more than three people at a time. And I am on the phone some days, not always, for 2 hours talking to people, 3 hours talking, and I work full time. And, you know, if somebody said, why do you do that? I'm like, well, as Bob said, it's a privilege, it's an honor, and it's a blessing. And it always drags me out of whatever funk that I might be in, or if I'm not in a funk, I can share the joy in this program that I have. And those of you who I call asking for help, and those who call me, it's phenomenal. And I would have never had this program, and thank God I'm a compulsive overeater. I had somebody say to me the other day, I'm so tired of being a compulsive overeater and having to do this. And my response was, thank God you recovered compulsive overeater, because you get to the privilege of discovering yourself and learning about yourself and meeting all these other wonderful people that, without having been a compulsive eater, I would never have discovered. I would have been wallowing in my my fats, my food, my misery, my depression. This way, I'm useful. I'm a useful tool and partner to God. And one other thing, if any of you have an inkling to start a meeting, you know, to spread this, you know, and to talk to people about what you have, it's an amazing experience. And thank you so much for listening, and God bless you all, and have a great day today.
Thank you, Sivia VG from California. Robin P., will you share with us? And then I'll be opening up the lines to take more names. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Hi, it's Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And thanks so much for your service, Dawn, and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I feel like it's part of what's being read in this paragraph is what people are doing on this phone line. It's just a great example of it. You know, I do have friends. My best friends are all in this program, every single one of them. And anytime I'm going through something, I know I can reach out and talk with and pray with people. And it goes right to the core, you know, to the spirit of what's going on instead of, you know, small talk or whatever. It's just such a blessing that I can call somebody and say, this is exactly what's going on. This is exactly what I need help with. And I can do the same for others and pray for them and help them find a solution. And every single time it works if I work it. And, you know, also carrying the message, you know, some of them, I have sponsored people who sank again, you know, and didn't get back up according to anything I know happened with them. But every time I carry the message, it buoys me. And I get to, you know, grow in joy and Holy Spirit, really, for carrying this message. Every single time it blesses me. So, you know, as long as I remember that I'm not carrying the person, I'm just carrying the message, it works out well, and I just focus on sharing what was shared with me and passing it on. And, you know, it's one soul at a time, and I always think of the starfish, you know, and when there were 1,000 starfish on the beach and there was a little boy who was throwing them back in the water, and a man came up and said, you know, why are you doing this? There's, you know, 1,000 starfish. He goes, it's not going to matter. And he goes, he picks up one and throws it back in the ocean. He goes, well, it matters to this one. And that's how I think, you know, that we're all starfish. And with that, I pass. God bless everybody with a very blessed, abstinent day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. And I'm now going to be taking more names of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We are on page 164, the fourth paragraph, so our fellow worker will soon. And we're commenting on that one paragraph only. So who would like to share?
Marcia D.
Dion R.
Carol G.
Carol G.
Marcia D.
Marcia D. I have Dion R., Carol G., Marcia D. Let's go ahead with this lineup. Dion, if you'd go ahead and share with us, please. Good morning. And let us know where you're calling from, Dion.
Yes, good morning, all. Guys got my fire lit. Got the wick lit today. I am Dion R., recovered compulsive overeat. I didn't think I would get that much out of this paragraph. That's why I love the magic of this program. People sharing their experience, strength, and hope. And then I can hear it in a different way. These same words I'm reading and probably read many times before. But to hear you guys share, I got a new awakening. And I thank God for that. Especially the person that shared about the history. Roland shared it with someone. And it just, you know, the ball kept going. And it's like, wow. The thing is, the history stayed the same. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And that is what I'm learning out of this paragraph is someone shared it with someone else who shared it with someone else. And here I am today, living a life beyond my wildest dreams. I was looking up that word criterion, and it says some of them may sink because of that paragraph, that second sentence. Some of them may sink and perhaps never get up. But if our experience is a criterion, more than half of those approach will become fellow Alcoholics Anonymous. So to me, that like is keeping it pure, keeping it the standard, you know, keep it right just like it is. And to me, like someone said earlier, it's like it's so simple. One told another, the other one told the other, another connected with Bill, and then the ball kept rolling. It's like my higher power can use whom or whomever or whatever he chooses to carry the message to me. And I am so grateful for that, that I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just keep it simple. And of course I get a joy. I get a blessing when I can share with others, you know, just to, not for me. And don't, you know, and I graciously ask people to don't forget where you got it from. You got it from Overeaters Anonymous. You got it from your higher power, whoever you know what I mean? Not me. I'm just a mouthpiece. You know what I mean? Just a person saved for me with this message. And I feel my higher power gave me this message. Keep it simple. Don't change the past. Keep the past, but what? And like some people say, you did this? Did you do that? Yeah, I did that. Ain't that good? You know what I mean? It is so beautiful. I don't have to lie about my past. My past, but where am I at today? Living a life beyond my wildest dreams. And with that, I will pass gratefully, and I love you all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Dion R. Carol G., will you share with us now, followed by Marcia D., and then I'll be taking more names. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. I was just listening and hanging back, and I hadn't shared in a while, and I thought, gosh, think about what you're reading. Friends. Talking to people, and I'm like, well, why don't you do this right now? You know, and then I thought, you're doing service, and then, wow, when I start talking about recovery and God, I get so high. I feel so great, so why not take an opportunity to do it? So that's why I came on, and I wanted to say something. And I liked when it said, when a few men in the city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others to face life again. I never thought in my wildest dreams, and I know probably a lot of you out there, when we first came in, I never thought this was going to be a discovery to find out who I really am. I'm older now, and it's taken me almost my whole life to get to the point where I wanted to be real. I wanted to really face my truth. And it's just wonderful to know that the real reality is that higher power is in charge of everything and that there is nothing in my life that I really can do on my own. Because on my own, I'm powerless. And I have to turn to him for everything. And to be able to talk to other people and help them have that light bulb turn on, like, wow, all this reality, we think pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and being independent, blah, 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 that's not the real reality. And it's like this little secret, this little hidden truth. And we all know it now. And it's just so beautiful. So thank you for listening. And thank you for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you, Carol G. Marcia D., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from.
Good morning, this is Marcia D., and I am calling from Northwest Ohio, where we are awaiting the big blizzard. Anyway, I am gratefully recovering and here with all of you today looking at this reading. It's just, there's so much in it. At first glance, I'm like, I don't know if I'm relating, but, this idea of all the fellows that we gain in the rooms and the good support that comes. And, you know, it is something that I certainly craved in my life. And it's so gratifying to be able to connect with all of you and have this instant relatability, and also to be inspired by all of you. Last week, some of you know I buried my mother, and some of you have been doing the same in your own families. And it's just so comforting to not be alone and to know that I can come back to these rooms and be understood and be supported. So I really like that, you know, the people that founded this program, you know, left this message for us in this text, and that we can continue to share this message with the next person and to not only have fellowship, but to have recovery. So that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you so much for being there. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Marcia D. from Ohio. I'll now be opening up the lines to take more names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Tanya G.
Tanya G.
Lois P.
Lois P.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Wendy M.
Deb E.
Wendy M. and Deb E. We'll see if we have time for you. Deb E. Okay, very good. Tanya G., please go ahead and let us know where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Tanya G., and I'm calling from Louisiana. Can you hear me?
We sure can.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say how grateful I am to be on this meeting this morning. And I'm talking low because I'm in a public place. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have the opportunity. I don't get to come to this meeting live in person, and I've just so enjoyed it. You know, I always wanted that transformation growing up. I wanted that before and after. But it was always on the outside. And, yes, that is so important. But I really want the inside, and that's what this program is about. And, you know, that's what they're talking about, is that you can see the transformation inside. And I just keep praying for the willingness to be willing to surrender and to have God, you know, transform my heart, my mind, and my soul, and keep on going forward. And, you know, I remember early on, a long time ago, when I was first abstinent, and a different type of abstinence that I know today is entire abstinence. But, you know, just going to the, you know, eating disorder clinic and being able to share that. And I wanted to shout it from the rooftop, but it is about attraction, not promotion. And so I just, I thank y'all for, you know, your service and doing your work, because I see how everyone is just transforming, and it just, it's such an attraction, and it makes me want what you have. So I just thank y'all for everyone, and thank you, and that's all, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya G. from Louisiana. Lois P., will you share with us now, followed by Elaine B.? Good morning, Lois.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. I just want to go back to, someone just mentioned when a few men in this city have found themselves, I love that, and have discovered the joy of helping others to face life again. There will be no stopping until everyone in that town has had this opportunity to recover. You know, that's what has happened to me in my life, that, you know, when I came out of the isolation tank of using food, you know, as my quiet, hidden agenda to deal with life, and put the food down and was taken so gracefully and beautifully through the steps by my sponsor, something happened. A change occurred, and I started to wake up, and I began to find myself. What did that mean for me? That meant giving up the self that I thought I was, with all of my plans, my ideas of how I thought the world and everyone around me should be. It was giving up my resentments, learning how to transform my fears into faith. It was really putting aside all of the small ideas I had about who I thought Lois was. And when all of those smaller factors are removed through living in the steps, doing the 4, 5, 6, all of the steps, living in 10, 11, and 12, where I clear away any of the debris of that former self, it's amazing what has happened. there's just a clarity, a joy, a connection to something so much greater, so much more beautiful than I could ever have imagined had I kept living my life on my own terms. And when that discovery comes, as I know many of you have experienced and are experiencing it or want to experience, when that joy comes, there's an energy that is unstoppable. It's a joy that we want to share. It's like, come on, everybody, this is fabulous. Come on in. The party's great. That kind of joy I never imagined before. And that's available to all of us to come here and to truly find who we truly are. What happens then is the floodgates of love and joy and compassion open because we are now here with each other, for each other, serving the greater good, knowing that God is smiling and wanting this for all of us. So thank you. Thank you, Dawn. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Lois P. from New York. Elaine, Elaine B., will you share with us now, followed by Wendy M.? Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. What beautiful shares. What beautiful a beautiful paragraph. What beautiful hope, you know. Our fellow worker will soon have friends galore. You know, he's going out there to help others, carrying this message, carrying this mission, and knowing. These people wrote knowing that this fellow and people, fellows like you and I, are going to have an amazing experience as we go out and carry this message, because we have some real good news for people. We can really help people. You know, it's not up to us that somebody gets recovered. It really is if he can and will. Only half of them, he said, you know, they're only referring to half of them in the paragraph, but half of them will get recovered. More than half of them will become fellows of Overeaters Anonymous. And when they do, boy, it's a life I never even imagined was available out there. The joy of helping others face life again. I am so grateful my sponsor taught me to face life again. I am so grateful she got me, you know, to find somebody who could help me get my food in a cage, not in a cage, but in a proper perspective in my life, to put boundaries around it, but then to help me face the wreckage of my past, to be able to really, really face it, to really look at not just what I was eating, but the things that were eating me, the things I were carrying around, the things that easily tipped me off and ticked me off and got me out of serenity. Got me wanting to hide again, hide in another bag or a box or a bowl of Ben and Jerry's. But I could face life again, and then I could even go back and face those people again and learn a new way. And all throughout the day, if I stumble again, there's a step 10 that I can pick up. There's a design for living that really, really works. And, you know, I have never found anything more satisfying than you know, I always thought Ben and Jerry were sweet, but to talk somebody through a crisis, to see somebody recover, to see somebody get it, mostly to see them have, you know, that spiritual awakening sufficient to bring about recovery. You know, it's an experience you don't want to miss. That's what the book says. And it's just amazing to have the opportunity to be part of this and to have an environment like A Vision for You and other environments, OA meetings and Zoom meetings and so many, to carry this message of recovery to those who still need it. So I encourage you newcomers, boy, leave your number, because there are people who are here today that want to help you. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. Now, Wendy M., will you share with us, followed by Deb E.? Go ahead, Wendy. Star 1, Wendy.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado, recovered. Thank you for your service. I'm barely awake, but I have to be on the line. And why do I have to be on the line right now? Because I need to go from black and white to technicolor. And that's what happens when I connect with all of you. That's what happens when I pick up the phone. When the last thing I want to do is pick up that darn phone because I'm feeling, you know, like I'm in black and white. And I pick up that phone and I hear your voice. And now I'm in technicolor. And the reason I'm in technicolor is because you get me and I get you. And this understanding is so deeply satisfying, this connection, this identifying in, this, you know, head profusely, you know, nodding up and down when I'm talking to you, whether you're calling me or I'm calling you, right? Because it is Technicolor. We're in a new world. I'm in a new world, right? And it's just unbelievable when it says, like, friends galore. I mean, for God's sakes, I think I've mentioned I got married soon after I was in this program. And the people that were in my wedding were all people I met maybe 20 minutes ago. They were all people from my program. You know, and I love my old friends, but that's not the point. There's this deep, satisfying connection, understanding. It's almost like a secret society. I mean, it's not secret because I tell everybody I meet. But my point is that there's nothing like it, right? And so, like, or if I'm in a store and I see somebody, I see, a fellow in the store, there's just, like, I know I'm not allowed to go up to them and say hello, but there's this deep level of yes, yes. We have this thing. We know each other in a way that I've never met anybody before. Like, the depth of understanding, the depth of friendship is so great. You know, and I came from, you know, the world of isolation. I came from the world of people are messy and I'm not interested, you know, and I'll just leave it at that. And then you walk into these rooms or you pick up the phone or you get a sponsee and there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like helping another human being, right? Because I'm deeply, deeply selfish at the core. And what does this do? It gives me esteem to help another human being. I can be useful. Finally, I can be useful. Thank you, God, for that, right? And then when they call me or I call them, they're useful. You know, it works both ways. And it's the thing about this, the reason why we're on the line is because this thing works. You know, it doesn't say how it doesn't work. It says how it works, right? And then it says there isn't a solution. It says there is a solution. You know, what? You know, I've been in 39 years before I got to this program. There was never going to be a solution. And that's why there's so much joy.
Time.
You know, because is that my time? Okay, great. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. Deb E., please share with us.
Hi, thank you. This is Debbie, recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And I'm glad there was time. Thank you, everyone, for speaking mindfully. Anyhow, the part that stuck out for me is some of them may sink and perhaps never get up. And I've seen lots and lots of people, unfortunately, come to OA and then either never come back again or come in and come out and come in and come out. Never really stay for good. And that really, as much as it saddens me, it also motivates me to keep working really hard because I don't want to take that chance. That's like a healthy fear I have. I have this healthy fear that I don't want to risk leaving this. First of all, I don't have any interest in leaving it. But if I ever did, I don't want to take that chance that I'll never come back because I've seen that happen too many times. And I don't even know how bad it would get if I went back out there. And so I don't want to tempt that fate. And they talk about 50% here will recover. And I don't know the numbers. I think they're not quite as high as that today, but there are real solid numbers. There's real solid recovery here on this line every day. You know, there's lots of great success stories. There's so many people who have found that connection with spirituality and higher power and work really hard at it. And this last part that says, if he can and will, you know, and will I do the work? Will I show up? Will I seek out that higher power every time? Not only every time I need it, in the moments I don't need it also, will I seek out that power? Because if I don't seek it out in the moments that I don't need it also, then I forget. I forget it's there and I forget how much I need it, and then I start to lose that connection. I think that's all I wanted to say for today. Thanks so much. I pass.
Thank you, Deb E. from Israel. And we do have time for another share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us? We have time for about a 2-minute share.
Sylvia F.
Sylvia F., go ahead, please.
It's so funny because this is Sylvia F. from Portland, Oregon. If you see me in the directory, it might say California. The chairs have been so powerful, and it's so funny because I kept on thinking, you know, I should take my seat and tell people how grateful I am that this works exactly as it was described in the book. And then this time came up, which was a God moment of, yeah, Sylvia, just *1 and say you are back. And so I'm coming back from a relapse, and I don't like the word. I know I've said that before. And so everything that I'm hearing today is exactly what I need to do, which is to start connecting with all of you so that you even know I'm here and that I need your fellowship. And so my, so what happened is that I lost my connection with the fellowship, and then I lost my connection to God, and then the food went. I have since gotten a recovered sponsor. I've worked the steps. I am recovered. And now I'm just finding my way. And what it feels like is that I am abstinent. I'm not fighting the food, but I'm not happy, joyous, and free. And that is the next part, which you were all describing, is to be able to be of service to others, get out of my own head and my own selfishness and my own little first world problems and be present for others. And so I have been starting to take names and phone numbers. And the next thing I have to do is start dialing. So with that, I will pass, and I'm grateful that the time appeared for me to say, hello, fellows, I am here. Thank you for being here and on my return. I pass.
Thank you so much, Sylvia F. from Oregon, but in the directory it says California, so thank you so much. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dion R. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, hi. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past and give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I pass.